Streaming down the Yangtze River.
The Streaming Down the Yangtze team visited Shanghai on Monday. Science and technology have been an important factor in Shanghai's economic growth in the past couple of decades, helping to increase productivity in manufacturing. Songjiang District launched a science and tech corridor in 2017 to boost technological development throughout the Yangtze River Delta. With more on this, we're joined by CRI's Min Ray, who paid a visit to the SciTech corridor on Monday. Now, good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
So first of all, please tell us more about this SciTech corridor.
Okay, so the SciTech corridor is named after an expressway passing the area, the G60 expressway, and is designed to boost technology development throughout the Yangtze River Delta area, including the cities of Shanghai, Jiaxing, and Hangzhou in Zhejiang Province. So this corridor was first launched in 2017 and now is home to many tech companies like Honeywell, Panasonic, Emerson, and Quanta Computer. I witnessed on Monday the opening of a Xiaomi R&D center there. Apart from tech firms, the corridor can link up 9 industrial parks in that area, creating new industrial chains. The Songjiang District's first campaign is to change the slogan Made in Songjiang to High Tech Songjiang. So the local officials proudly introduced me yesterday a robot center in Dongjing town called the CSG Robot Base. And the site aims to manufacture robots for industrial use, medical services, and artificial intelligence system. In the future, CSG robots will be able to do something that is sounds really remarkable as today, like the remote control medical diagnosis via internet and offer home nursing services to the elderly.
Okay, well, as you mentioned earlier, the corridor linked up several cities in the area. So how does that work exactly?
So to enhance the regional cooperation in all areas, an integration office was set up earlier this year to help all 26 cities in the region to work together under the same umbrella. It is high time for the regional cooperation of the Yangtze River Delta region to be deepened in a comprehensive way. As what I said yesterday, the Yangtze River Delta is China's richest region. We're talking about 20% of China's GDP and 10% of its population, which equals to the size of a small European country, actually. So how to effectively allocate resources and optimize cooperation while balancing the development and keeping up the growth momentum is what both the local enterprises and government going to find out. From what I learned, Shanghai will still be playing a strategic role as the world-class core city, sharing its researches and experiences to facilitate the production of more cutting-edge technological achievements in the area.
Okay, well, speaking of Shanghai, a big import expo is slated for the city in November of this year. So anything new on that front?
Yes, Shane, China will present the World Business Community a first-rate international import expo in Shanghai, which will be held from November the 5th to the 10th. And this will be the first import expo which combines country exhibitions, enterprise exhibitions, and many forums, too. In Shanghai, people from all walks of life have geared up for this preparation work. Major projects are mostly finished, with a few remain in the construction phase, but at a very fast pace with steady progress. This is not the first time, actually, for Shanghai to host such large-scale international events. In 2010, Shanghai hosted the World Expo, and so far, many heads of state and government have confirmed their attendance to Shanghai. Over 2,800 companies from 130 countries and regions that have also confirmed participation. As the reflected the blue and yellow scarf worn by the expo mascot Jin Bao, the event embodies the Belt and Road Initiative, representing China's new round of reform and opening up for the shared future with the world. Back to you, Shane.
Thank you very much, CRI's Min Ray in Shanghai with the Streaming Down the Yangtze team.